Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. My name is Jonathan Barbera and I am your host. And on this episode, I wanted to talk about something that John and I both just learned very recently this year about when we're operating our business as well as when we're managing our renovations. And that is tunnel vision. So tunnel vision is something that I think affects us not just, again, in when we renovate properties or stuff like that, but also when you operate your business. So to give you kind of an idea of where this came about, we used to kind of take turns when it came time to renovating houses, right? So some houses he would renovate, some houses I would renovate, depends on how much time we had available and who had what project going on. And what happens is when you are renovating a house, and if you're hopefully doing it the way that we talk about when you're actually managing the renovation and you're going there either daily or every other day to make sure everything's getting done right, you will develop tunnel vision in that project. So this happens a lot. It's very common and it has nothing to do with ego. All right. So that's something that you guys got to get rid of right away. It has nothing to do with your inability to run a project, your inability to do a project, has nothing to do with that. The problem is that you, when you go to these projects every single day or every other day that you go continuously, it gets to a point where you kind of start focusing on the end goal of the project, right? You want the house to be done. You want the project to be finished. And when you're focusing on the end goal, sometimes you kind of miss things along the way. And again, you're developing that tunnel vision to hit the finish line. So we had recently on one of the projects that John is managing, I went to take a look at the project. And as soon as, I walk into the kitchen, I was like, what the fuck? What happened with the cabinets, right? It was two different cabinets installed in the kitchen, two completely different types of cabinets. So I reached out to John and he was like, holy crap, I didn't even notice. Spoke to the contractor. He didn't notice either. And I know it's very easy to blame the contractors. And, you know, I'm one of those people that I have my issues with contractors. But it happens to them as well. It's not something that's unique to investors or anything. It happens to anybody that's in a project 24/7, right? You're there on a daily basis. You will get tunnel vision, and it happens to contractors as well. So what happened was that the cabinets got delivered. They're all white. They're supposed to be white shaker cabinets. And the contractor, he's just moving along through the scope of work and everything. He put the cabinets up. Everything was good. They're white. Put them up. They didn't even notice. The difference was the doors are different. One's white shaker and the other's that older style cabinet that you see more in those new builds from 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So it's a completely different door. It's a completely different cabinet. So they didn't notice and all that. But the fact that I went to check on it brought that to light. So before that, we actually had another project that I was managing that we were having some serious trouble with the contractor. I mean, this was a contractor that, you know, unfortunately, he's more plain contractor, right? He wanted to run a whole GC company, be a business and everything without ever having to go in to the projects, manage the projects or do shit there. So I got to a point where this project was just becoming a nightmare for me. And I just could not wait to get through this project. So I was just, my tunnel vision was ridiculous on this. I was just trying to haul ass, get finished, get this guy the fuck out of the project so we can just go ahead and get rid of this nightmare. And in doing so, there were so many things I overlooked. So many things. And at the end of the project, John comes in and he checks out the house and he's like, holy shit. He's like, what happened with the walls? What happened with the cabinet? What happened with this, with that? And as he's saying all this, it's like my tunnel vision stopped and I kind of started seeing the full picture. And when I did, I was like, oh my God, I missed so many things, you know, and it was bad. It was a bad mistake. It was something that we ended up having to spend pretty much a week and a half just working on it, him and I and some family members, to make sure that we can finish it correctly. So that project and that, between these projects, what we started realizing is that you need somebody to kind of check on your work as you're going through the project. So one thing that we started doing, what we started implementing, is that now when we do a project, we make sure that every so often or before a scope gets done, the other person goes to check it out. What this does is it helps you prevent that tunnel vision from developing. You understand? Because now one person is in it 24/7, doing focus on it, making sure it goes through. And then the other person can come in with clear eyes and just look at the project for what it is. Notice, you know, what things were overlooked that the other person is not noticing. And in this industry, especially when you start moving faster and you start doing more projects, it's very, very easy to overlook stuff. And it's very easy for the contractors to overlook stuff, which is why you need to manage it. Now, this doesn't mean, there's another extreme that I've seen some investors take, where they don't go for weeks, if not months, to check on a project. And then when they go with their little blue tape, you know, because they're all proud of their blue tape, and they blue tape the shit out of the house. To me, that's just inefficient, it's pointless, and ends up pissing everybody off. You understand? It's a waste of time. I mean, there's so many things sometimes that they get so far ahead that now you come in with the blue tape and it's going to cost more. It's going to take more time to go back and do it. And I get it. A lot of you are saying, you know, oh, the contractor should know better. But they don't. It's still your project. You need to care for it. You understand? Like, you can't be that lazy and blame the contractors. It's not the contractor's fault. Like, it's your project. You need to be in it and making sure everything gets done correctly. You understand? So you should be going every couple days, checking on it. Every time there's a scope of work that changed or something that's being moved along, you know, or it's hitting that next phase, you should go make sure everything got done correctly. And it's not even to blame the contractor. Again, contractors get tunnel vision too. You want to make sure that they're not missing something. You know, it's your project. You don't want to be punishing your contractors. You want to develop a relationship with them. You understand? And sometimes, guess what? The same way we screw up, they screw up as well. But if you're there and you help them see it, they will correct it. If they're good contractors, they will make good on it. You understand? And it's going to help you in the long run. Because at the end of the day, this is your project. This is your money. You understand? So tunnel vision has been something that, you know, starting this year, we've realized it with John, and it was something that we just said, we got to take care of this, you know? And it happens in business too, where I do a lot of marketing and branding and stuff like that for the company. And there's a lot of times I'm there, I'm just writing, I'm doing, and I miss so many little details that I just didn't realize I missed. You understand? Because the same thing, you have that tunnel vision, you're focused on that end goal, and you just start missing so much crap. You know, and it's something that I don't know if it gets better with time or experience or what it is, but I think it's something that as humans, we have an ability to kind of overlook things that we see on a regular basis. You know, and when you're going to a project or you're handling a project or you're running your books or anything like that, and you do it on a regular basis, it's very easy to overlook stuff. Another example is in running comps. So I run a lot of comps for all the deals that we do. And there were times that, you know, I'm going through the process. We have a procedure for running comps, but sometimes, like everything, you're very used to it. You've done hundreds, if not thousands, of comps. So you're very comfortable with just running through the process. And what we started doing now is every time we run the comps, we go through the all the ARVs, the rentals, everything. I'm done. I'm fully satisfied with the research I've done. I give it to him. I give it to John. And John looks it over and gives me his 2 cents. Because what happens is that there's a lot of times, again, I overlook the simple things. And it happened recently with a comp where I overlooked that it was in a flood zone. And he was the one that caught it. He's like, yeah, everything looks great, but the property's in a flood zone. And it's something that I should be looking into and I should be finding. But when you're doing so many, it's very, very easy to overlook. And that's exactly what happened. I just completely forgot to check it. And it was in a flood zone. And properties in a flood zone here in San Antonio do create an issue. I've spoken to many realtors that they say they just won't send their buyers to a house that has high risk of floods. And it's understandable. And it creates an issue when you try to invest. So it was something that I completely overlooked. And I'm rather good at running comps, but doesn't matter. You know, you overlook the little things because, again, you get used to it, you get comfortable. So everything now that we do is every time I do something, hey, look it over. What do you think? Every time he does something, hey, look it over. What do you think? You understand? Because you get that tunnel vision and you don't realize you have it. And then you start missing little things. Sometimes it's not an issue, but sometimes it could be like what happened with that property where we needed to spend a lot of time and extra money to just make it better. You understand? So those are things that you want to make sure to avoid. You got to let ego go out the window because, I mean, just in anything, ego just is, it's retarded. I mean, all it does is screws you up. And we had another conversation recently with a contractor that we're looking to build quite a bit of houses with. And we told him about this. We told him, hey, from now on, this is how we run our company. You know, everything you do, we are going to double check. And he took offense to it at first because he thought, you know, it was something personal, questioning his business or whatever the hell was going through his ego. And we told him, like, look, I understand, but it has nothing to do with you. You understand? It's just the fact that you're in it 24/7 and you may overlook stuff. And what you got to understand is that this is our business. You understand? We are raising funds for this. We are doing these investments. This does reflect on our business. So regardless of your emotions, we need to make sure everything's getting done right. And it's not that we're checking up on you, that we don't trust your quality. It's that we're making sure we're another set of eyes to make sure the project is going smoothly. You understand? If you overlook something, it's not like we're going to beat you down for it. It's just, hey, what happened here? You didn't catch this. You know, can we get it done? That's it. You know, the whole goal is for everybody to succeed. But tunnel vision is a real issue. It's a very serious issue. It does happen. We've caught it plenty of times. And now that's what we did. And that's why I always tell people that partnerships are amazing. Partnerships, there's a lot of people also that I know that are investors. They're couples, the husband and wife, they're investing. And same thing, you know, if the husband and wife, you guys are a team, you invest together and everything, one of you focus on that one project, the other one does something else, right? So then that way it leaves the other one to be that one that comes in and checks on the project at times to make sure that things aren't being overlooked. Because if you're both in it, you're both going to develop tunnel vision and you just don't want to do that. That's pretty much, it's been a huge lesson for us. It truly has. I hope this episode helps you. I hope you guys are learning from our mistakes because that's the whole point of this podcast is everything we learn. As we learn it, as we fix it and figure it out, I want to share with you guys. So I hope this episode is helping you. I appreciate, again, all the reviews and everything you guys are leaving. I love the feedback. And any questions, any concerns, anything that you guys may have or ideas, feel free to shoot me a message. Let me know and I'll address it. So I appreciate you guys for watching and I'll catch you guys on the next one.